Называется Ваше Масуд Мамо Байрахме, Оксив Масуд. And Yeshua, the only school of Israel, Мамо Байрахме. I will see the prophet says, Asher Yoshua, the Sech of Yerushta. So Marsh, what we said before, there's the Hekish, that the second Yerushta is just like the first one. So it should be Mashmi, you should have to make a new Kedusha now. So what's in the Hokikom? This is what the prophet means to say. Kivun the Yoshua, the Sech of Yoshua is at. That once the fathers, that once they made the first Kedusha, that Kedusha is going to help even for the second time also. Meaning to say, the first Kedusha was Kitchen Lashaito, the Kitchen Masa Lavoi. That Kedusha will never go away. That was a question of me, Mani Shemitim. The Yovis Hashtag, is it true that we count Shemitah? And Yovis now, is this true? Rashi says, Hashtag. Mishahasta Mishagol Shavit Ruva Mishavit God. Pakati Shavit Menashe bought Li Yavis, so that's the Locha. You only count Yavis when Rav Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Shavit of Ruvain and God, the Kachemir, left Eretz Yisrael, that was during the first bias even. Hashem B'meisan Cherub, it was bought Li Yavis, it was Ezra by Ezra. They said the Pesach says Bey, the Chsiv Bey, Kolako Ki Echad Abo Rebuya, Apayim Meshesh Mez Hashishim Hevei. Money, like when Ezra came up, it wasn't even Rav Klai Yisrael. Not all of them came up to Eretz Yisrael. So you didn't have Rav Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So for sure there should not be Yovlis by the Beit Hamikdash Hasheni. So what is Eretz Hanami? More instance, the Tani learned like this. This part of the Kashi, the Tani we learned that Mishagol is Shevet Ruvah, Mishavet God, the Chata Shevet Hamanasha, is Batli Yovlis. That's when it was Batli Yovlis. Shneva the Pesach says, Ukros and draw bowet l'chol yoshvel. The end we have the parasha of Yoiv and Noig, when everybody's living in Eretz Yisrael, bizman shekol yoshvel, and everybody living in Eretz Yisrael. But v'loy bizman shegolu miktsasen, not when some of Klai Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael. If so, so by Ezra's time, you didn't have whole Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, there shouldn't be any Yoiv then. Yochai, I would have thought to say, Hoyu aleha v'hein mi'yurevin. Let's say the whole Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, just the Shvatim were mixed up, not living in their own place. That means, let's say Shevet Binyamin Yehuda, Binyamin got mixed up with Shevet Yehuda, but Shevet Yehuda Binyamin. I would have thought maybe a Yehuda would be a Binyamin. Tom Lehman, the question is no, Lechol Yeshvah. They can say this man, She Yeshvah Ketikunin, only when they're living there in a normal way. For Lehman, this man, Shemu Yavim, not when they're mixed up. For the kids, the Klai Yisrael, they've been mixed up the different Shvatim. There's no Din Yovel. So how could we say that the Beit Hamikdash Hasheni there was Yovel, the whole Klai Yisrael wasn't there? Only a few of them went up. Not even all of them. Yeah. So my answer is, Avraham Nachum Yitzchok, Mani Yovelis Lekadish Mitzit. Enochnami, the real din of Yovel was not knowing the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that they didn't free the Avodim. But Nogaya, we have to know when Shemitah is. Like Shemitah is every 7th year, and when you finish a cycle of 7 of them, then the 50th year is Yovel. So not that Yovel has special lechus ruchus Yovel, but rather lechus for Shemitah. That you don't start counting the next first year of Shemitah, not the 50th year, but the 51st year. That's why there was no gain to count Yovel to know when the Shemitah would be. So let's get some machlokes. Let me give you here. Hanukkah was good. The Rabbanim, the Yom, they say Shnas Chamishim Eina Min Aminyan. The 50th year is not Min Aminyan. But only Rabbi Yehuda the Yom, he has here Shnas Chamishim Eina Lekan Lekan. He has the way he counted 7 Shemitahs, 49 years, and the 50th year that's Yovel. But the 50th year is only Lekan Lekan that has a lot of Yovel. And it's also called the first year of the next Shemitah. It's so normally, the Shemitah Sagi. So what do I have to count Yovel for? Yovel doesn't take up an extra year for Shemitah. It's always every 7th year of Shemitah. So there's a true Nechlami, Havadid Lekreb Yudah. This is where it says that they counted Yovel as not Lekreb Yudah. Because in the Bais Hasheni, really didn't Yovel wasn't made. So you only counted the Yovel to know exactly when the end of the cycle would be, like when the 50th year to say that we don't start the next Shemitah, that's only the 51st year. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 50th year itself is the beginning of the next Shemitah. Yeah. So that's enough. The true of the Yovel, Shemitah and the Yovel, they didn't count Shemitah and the Yovel, Avik said, the pasuk says, Mikait Shev Hashem Tishlochu Yisha Sachiv. Izi Ashim Kolcho. The pasuk Yimiyah, but the Bais Hashem, the Mashmal will keep Shemit Yisrael. They freed them. The reading by Mikait Shev Hashem, the Tzid of Oskar Sheshonim, by Nachum Yitzchak, Sheish the Nimkai, the Shev the Nitzah, means that the Nitzah works into Shemitah, to Yisrael. So Mashmal will not the parish of Yisrael. So we'll say, no, look at the Kochel, he says, the Tam Tekochel.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.